Patreon exclusive.
Kyle, I am dying of heat.
Same.
Oh, you want to do another 30-minute show called The After Show?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, we're here.
I want to apologize to everybody because last week's episode didn't happen because we had just issues galore. Wait. Last night. Last week where we talked about like all the cool stuff, like the wedding and stuff.
Oh.
Dude, it was.
Oh, you were talking about the after show.
Yeah.
It
never
went up. Mm-mm. Oh, okay.
It was a lost episode just with the lost episode. Boo. That week. It happens, man. It sucks.
Yeah.
But it happens.
Hey, I got the. Let's do a quick rapid fire.
Go for it.
I got to see Joe. I got to hug him. It was a great time.
Ice cream bar.
French fry bar. Ice cream bar. Yep. Jersey's weird. We talked about space.
That's right.
Those pictures are pretty cool. Joe didn't seem fazed by it.
Not in the slightest. Not
now you're caught up.
even in the slightest. The radio wave freaked me out, and I'm like, I am good with the internet forever. Don't need any of this. If I see a UFO and it's for real, I am fucking out of here.
What do you think would happen in that moment?
I mean, like all our preconceived notions of like God and everything just flies out the window.
Just gone, right?
So like, then you immediately get chaos, people worshiping these aliens as gods.
Oh, I wouldn't.
Then people wanted, because we're naturally violent, like to fight these aliens and become gods.
I would like to think I would not become the people on top of the Empire State Building welcoming the aliens at Independence Day, partying with signs like, hey, welcome, woo! I would hope I wouldn't be one of those people.
I'm definitely worshiping this thing as a god. I'm
sticking to myself. I will stay down here and play my games.
I'll break every crucifix that I own. Don't need this anymore. Like, was Jesus a leather person? Who knows? Like, that's now. Like, the Pope will come out like to try to save face. And like, he'll start speaking Slytherin or whatever. It's like, the jig is up. I have been the same lizard person since Romulus. That's right. The founding of Rome was I. something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, I buy it. Well, this is all. Like, then I'll buy. Here's the thing. Aliens touch down, and there are little gray people. I will now believe every conspiracy theory I've thought
right?
was bullshit. Yep.
Bigfoot, Yetis, Loch Ness Monster.
Get it. Like, understand
Chupacabra,
it.
The Jersey Devil.
Right there with you. QAnon Shaman did nothing wrong. Like, all of it.
Ghosts are real.
You know?
QAnon Shaman. And just, oh my God.
All of it, real. I believe it. The moon landing never happened? Believed it. Moon landing did happen? Believe that now, too.
If anything, I think if aliens exist, the moon landing is more believable.
Yeah.
Not the other way around.
And then I'm like, just tell me what like Area 51 is now. The aliens are here. Just tell us what's up.
Tell me where Optimus Prime is.
Tell me. And is it your doing? Like you poked and prodded one of these gray little guys. You had them like open on a shelf, you know. And he's like, "What are you doing to my organs and all that crap?" Mm-hmm. I believe it, all of it.
Yeah.
If I see one radio wave going, what up? I'm out.
What if it's just an alien duo in another planet podcasting and we're picking up on their radio frequency?
Oh, wait, no longer greatness has arrived. I am Waspinator and your special host this evening, Falcor.
Here's why Beep Boop Bop Boop Remake Part 1 is well worth the 60,000
exactly.
The Boop stars.
Will Space Microsoft buy Space Netflix? Only time will tell. But what is time but a contract made by the lizard people? You know?
Crypto bros are real here too, and they suck.
What if they're the crypto monkey pics we've been seeing?
Oh God, no thing. What if they're just the Mars Attacks aliens?
Oh fuck.
What was their weakness? Just
do you remember Signs?
Oh Strange yeah, like, Swing Away.
Oh my God, terrifying. What a great
but
movie.
What was the weakness in Mars Attacks?
I forget.
Was it oxygen?
I think
Is that
so.
What it was?
I think so. Like, signs, though, when you think about it, such a dumb concept. Why would this alien race want to conquer a planet? It's mostly water, has like storms all the time. Like, what was the end game there?
Yeah.
Were we fighting the southern aliens?
Let's go invade Earth. The great Martians will rise again.
Oh, that was good. That hurt my side a little bit.
Oh, fuck, what's happened to my skin? This water's fucking acid, man.
He's so weak in the mouth.
Can I tell you the alien that would truly freak me out?
What's that?
Truly would, like, make me shit my pants and, like, kiss my ass. A xenomorph? I mean, sure, yeah. But I'm talking, like, War of the Worlds.
Oh.
These giant spacecrafts come out of nowhere.
That's the first thing,
actually. Snatching people up. Oh, my God. That freaks me out.
Yep. Mars Attacks.
I don't want to go to Tim Robbins' basement and hide out there.
Also, like, yeah, War of the Worlds. Can I just say the Tom Cruise remake?
Yeah.
Slapped.
Oh, excellent.
Slapped. Also, yeah. Tom Cruise, I'll take it back. You may be weird, but like...
Oh, God, what if they come and then he's the president? Why he's here.
Tom Cruise just gets on national TV. He's like, I f***ing told you guys. I told you guys Xenu was real and what you guys made fun of me. Well, who's laughing now? That's right. Me.
I'm going to take my talents to the stars.
To the mothership. He's like middle finger as he's walking out. Oh, God.
This next movie is going to have a stunt of him on the mothership.
Hanging on for dear life.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, this arm is loose.
Goodness gracious. Kyle, I've talked to some people, and the show, this year's Trophy Room Awards, is a go.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
Is a go. We're just now thinking about financials.
I don't know who you talk to.
You won't know until I tell you after this after show. But let me tell you. So
that's the thing that I hope people understand is Joe makes a lot of decisions and then I find out afterwards.
Yeah, I make a lot of executive decisions.
Uh-huh.
I'm the CEO. You're the CFO. Those names and letters, I don't know what they do, but they sound cool. But yeah,
apparently I only have a 3-week contract extension.
Only because you agreed to me 3 times on nice, delicious treats. So keep it up. Keep it up. You'll be on week 4. Obviously. What is your thoughts on smoked Tabasco sauce, Kyle? Read my eyes. It's quite telling.
No comment.
It's fucking delicious. Smoked Tabasco, delicious.
Put that on your eggs. Things don't mix.
Oh, put that on your eggs. It's going to change your goddamn life. Kidding me? It's going to change your life.
It's going to change my bathroom time. I'll tell you that much.
Oh. Kyle, here's what I want to do with this, year show celebration extravaganza. First off, I have some special guests in mind, but I can't say it on the show right now.
I also have some special guests that I wanted to run by you.
But I can't say it right because someone's going to go, oh, did you know, blah, blah, blah. And like, it's going to ruin it. I got it.
No.
It's a sales pitch. I got to approach these people first. And once I get confirmation, absolutely. But the thing that we wanted to do that we talked about a few months ago was we truly want to do the biggest award show that an indie podcast has ever done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we see a lot of podcasts that make hundreds of thousands of dollars every year throw on a cool award show, and that's neat. I'm working off a budget that's like, I got $5 and a dream. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Everything is funded via Patreon. Everything. So one of the things that we want to do is have a refresh to the channel. Because it's been 2 years, and at the same exact time...
It's been 2 years since De Niro did everything?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know, time flies when you're having fun.
That's wild.
And alongside that refresh, we want to make it so that we are having this award show that looks like it could be a big award show, but with a fraction of the price, all crowdfunded by your generosity over at patreon.com/PS Trophy Room. And what I'm thinking of doing, and I'll run it by y'all next week when it's not like a heat wave, but I want people to come up and put it, please put your suggestions in Patreon as well. Categories or things that you would like to see in an award show, in our award show, categories you'd like to see. I want to do something that is different, that is more community driven, and with a production that is, again, on par with what you would normally see with special guests. Because the one thing that we saw last year when we just did something simple, which was just like, hey, let's just have like a thumbnail with, you know, a nice thumbnail with stuff on it, you know, with the nominees on it. The traffic to the podcast, the
engagement was huge.
Engagement was nuts. Over a million impressions that month. And again, for like a show our size, that is incredible social media presence that we had that month. So if we could kick that up an octave, that's what I really want. I want to build like the foundation of what is to come. Something that is solely crowdsourced. So you're not going to have like a For Hims ad in the middle of this. There's no sponsored like content during the show. It's just what you usually listen to. You know, you're not going to get like, we got an ad, we got an offer today of like some, I got another supplement thing. That's nice. I don't want to do that yet. I don't want to do that for an award show. I feel like oftentimes with just award shows, not like pointing out Jeff entirely, but like award shows in general have just been, what's the sponsor for this episode? Mm-hmm. It's like, well, what if we're not driven by world premieres? What if we're not driven by a Shaquatro man? What if we just want to spotlight developers and what they're doing? Mm-hmm. And so that's what I kind of want to do here, is bring people in that's going to spotlight developers, spotlight the show, spotlight the talent involved, and have something that is just community driven. That's what I'm going for. If that makes any sense. And
makes a lot of sense.
This is probably the only show as well, Kyle, that like I'll allow it to run over 2 hours. You know what I mean? 2.5 hours. I'll allow it to be a Lord of the Rings, however long it takes.
We're talking extended cut?
I'm not talking extended cut. That'd be fucking nuts. But like, for certain categories, I would like it to be, because this is going to take some time. This is what I was thinking. So we invite a guest in and they're in for like a category or two. And then, so like, for example, let's just say we get Sean in as one of the guests. He's not fucking invited. Because he's cheating. He's cheating in the Fantasy Critic League. And he's saying that we're cheating. He's cheating. He paid those judges not to review Forza, whatever the hell that one was.
Hot Wheels expansion.
How? The last one got reviewed. How do you not review this?
I don't know.
I know. Sean paid them all off. So, like, let's just say Sean's in there for, like, best indie. And then, we're talking about who we would like to win each individually. And then we see him off, and then it cuts into like us afterwards going, and the winner is this game, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I feel like would make the most sense. Because if we're having, let's just say the goal is like 5 guests on the show, we can't have them all at the same time.
No.
That wouldn't make sense. Logistically impossible. So it'd be like, here's this, 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 and the winner is... be like, congratulations to, and then have nice little media reels. Not even like GIFs, not even GIFs, not even JPEGs. We're talking full-on video packages that we are in talks of making.
A much better version than what I threw together last year.
What did you throw together?
You forgot the hard work I put in last year?
Kyle, it's 98 degrees. And I had COVID.
I edited together video clips of the nominees as I said them and the YouTube version.
Exactly that. So but the one
way more polished and produced is
way more polished for. Produced. What I was thinking about doing as well. So like I would want like a video editor to literally edit these packages so that we only have to focus on, you know,
saying the words,
hosting.
Yeah.
And we can leave video to someone else and then even like audio to someone else. And here's what I was thinking. Here's the big sales pitch. This is to you and to you only. And I'm going to bring up Sean Capri again. I love the, like the you, me and Capri days that he's had. We could have a fucking you, me and Kyle day. You know?
Yeah.
Why can't we have, why can't we have a fundraiser to make something that is truly fucking cool? You know?
Yeah.
Now, like whatever Sean has, you cheater, you're cheating in everything you've ever done. Is
oh, wow.
I don't know. It's really hot. It's probably snowing and cold up there, you son of a bitch. But what would, so what day do you think would work for you?
Oh, boy. That's tough, man.
Because I know you're a busy boy. And like, what if we, is it a, and here's the other thing. Is this a 12-hour stream? Are these two 12-hour streams?
Oh, boy.
Is this an over-the-weekend thing?
That's a long time. Mm-hmm. I'm good for that, Joe. I know you burn out pretty quickly on live streams.
I would die.
Are you going to be okay for a 12-hour stream?
I mean, if it's for a cool cause, like let's create a crowd-funded, you know, Patreon.
Sure.
Powered by Patreon. Thing. I mean,
I ideally, I would love to do it throughout the week just so I can have my weekends to unplug and stuff. But if we're talking a Saturday, maybe when do we want to aim to have this all funded and paid out and ready to go by?
So the end of August would be preferred.
Oh, okay.
End of August.
Okay, because I was going to say, what if we do like 6-hour streams once a month until like October?
So the thing about that, great question, great suggestion, is what's gonna build, I think, the best traffic, or it's gonna like bring in the most people, is if we have just a solid day so that you don't have this long list. It's nice and contained. It's like this one event you need to be here for, or you're a piece of shit like Sean Capri. You feel me?
How about we call it you, me, and not Capri?
Capri Day. I'll literally steal his logo. He can't do it. I don't think law doesn't. Nah, diplomatic immunity. I will steal his logo and just make an X on you, me, and Capri. Just X on Capri. Like an arrow going, fuck
it's
that guy.
You, me, Joe, and Kyle.
Oh, I love him so much.
Yeah, no, I'm down to do a big 12-hour stream on a Saturday one of these days.
Okay, so got a question for you.
Oh, are you gonna make me pick a Saturday now?
Yeah, let's pick a Saturday now. Why not?
Oh, boy,
we can literally make an event right here, and it's all on Patreon.
I gotta pull all my calendars up to make sure I don't have anything.
And this whole, like, the whole after shows are now leading up to this event. You know what I mean? It's gonna be cool. Oh, Kyle, are you glitched out again?
No.
Oh, no, you're good. Okay, you scared me. I didn't hear you.
I'm looking at a calendar. Okay, I'm waiting for you to suggest a day.
So what if we did August 13th.
August 13th.
Or what's today, actually?
Today's the 20th.
What if we just do it a month from today? 20th of August is a Saturday.
We could.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just thinking. Hold on. Please hold.
Okay.
Calculating. Calculating. Yeah, I mean, that's fine. I don't know why I'm typing things. Like, the heat's taking over.
I know.
Yeah, that's fine by me.
Okay. Let me write this down on paper as well. Look at this, guys. You got me worshiping aliens as gods, and now all the way to us planning a Yumi and not Capri Day. God.
Oh, man. I could play some indies like Rollerdrome, Curse the Golf.
Okay. Rollerdrome.
Cult of the Lamb will be out by then.
No way. Okay.
Yeah, dude. August 11th.
Okay. Cult of the... Dude, that looks so good.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, what if we, at the same exact time, we set out goals to hit? And I was thinking for the last goal, like, because you got to have a goal, right?
Uh-huh.
Got to have a goal. Is
this for the award show or just for us in general?
Just for us in general as a show.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So, like, one goal will be, one sec. Goals, and like we could talk in detail like after the show of like how this could work or won't work or whatever, but like the one thing that like Drellish really wants to see is like a Kyle indie minute, right? I think is what he said.
Yep.
What if we make like a Patreon exclusive show where it's not intensive at all, so it's not like you're there for an hour talking about indies you're excited for, but you're picking out, let's just say, an indie that you're excited to see, an indie that you're playing, and an indie that you have played. Like, you're picking three things, you're just talking about them briefly. You know what I mean? We could workshop it, but, like, it'd be, like, a 15-minute show. Think about it. Just think about it.
I'll think about it.
Okay. Kyle said he's thinking about it. I boot it. All right.
I don't know how open you want us to talk about these things now.
What
things? On the show. Or what to talk about on the show and what not to talk about.
Name one thing and I'll say yes or no.
Well, no, just I mean, like on that front of adding another show to our.
Oh, you're right. This is like this is a deeper talk.
This is a deeper thing.
Because I was also saying maybe like
I'd be down to have an indie minute section of the main show every week. Of just you putting a timer on, and in a minute, I just talk about whatever indie news I want to talk about. And once it hit minutes up, I'm done. You cut me off.
I don't know, because that would suck for whatever thing you're talking about.
No, I think it'd be fun.
Okay, put that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like the other levels to it.
I know. I understand. Yeah. Because I also have a plan of maybe how we can make Patreon content work better as well. But that's like an off air thing. It's like So I was thinking I could actually start streaming again, because the thing that's holding me back from streaming, Kyle, this is such a first world problem, y'all. Let me bring you in here with you. I can't keep switching from Xbox HDMI to PlayStation HDMI.
You bum.
Like, I really am thinking about getting another console. It may even be like an Xbox Series S or like just like a pre-owned like PlayStation 5 to hook up to the monitor so that I have no more excuses. Because every time I'm like, I'm playing this game, people legitimately like Sean are like, why aren't you streaming this? You dumb idiot. I'm like, I don't know. I'm done. I'm an idiot. They're like, stream this. We want to see you play Bloodborne. You know, stuff like that.
And for patrons, I've tried to stream on Trophy Room on my end. There's something weird about me trying to log into Twitch on my end.
Yeah.
On the Trophy Room Twitch. Like, Streamlabs is like, nah, you can't do it. This is Joe's thing.
That's right.
It only works at Joe's computer. So I've tried. It's giving me error codes and I can't figure out why.
What do you think that is the case?
I don't know. Is it a similar thing? Like you tell me, like, I can't log into Patreon because it's got weird IP things?
Oh, maybe that is like a weird... No.
But then again, like, I can log into 61 Indie stuff on my end, and Mike can do it on his end, so I don't know what's going on.
All right, well, here's the last one I want to discuss with you. This one we could bring in people. The other thing that I've seen requests for, and I think it makes sense as well, on a show level and on a monetary level and on a discovery level, is what is truly stopping us from making the Trophy Room a live show?
You.
Exactly. I mean, you would be down with a live show, right?
Yeah. We do 6-1 IndieCast live every week.
Exactly. It's me. I'm stopping it. Now, yeah. I'm thinking, though, when we stream it live, we stream it on YouTube.
Sure. So that way the video version's there. You don't have to worry about it.
Not just the video version's there. This is what I found out, guys. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? YouTube for streaming sucks at most things, like for actual games. But for podcasts, it's extremely popular. So a lot of podcasts are actually going on YouTube instead of Twitch because for some reason people just gravitate towards that stream. So theoretically we can pop in that show live and it helps me out. But then the next day we actually have the show. We could maybe even break it up in parts, that type of stuff. So YouTube makes sense. But that would be like, this is the end all be all. This is the ultimate goal we want to hit for this live stream, is this number.
You want me to come up with a number?
I don't know what the number is.
That's what I mean. You're putting me on the spot.
I don't know. $1 million.
I don't know what kind of budget you're figuring out for these things.
So in truth, y'all, come with me for a ride one more time. The agency that we are going with has a range of from $1,000 to $2,500.
Okay.
So the goal to hit is $2,500.
I think if we hit that, we can stream live. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with that, making that the end all be all. That's a
big number. Yeah, and that's another, like, well, we'll talk about it, but like, it's a big ask. Like, to me, it's like, is the goal to double our Patreon community? Like, is it, like, to me, I feel like people would be better. You know what I mean? Like, make Patreon more communal rather than you're just going here for an after show.
I feel you, but that brings issues just with
logistics
for me on just a platform side of things. Yeah. Like, I love our Discord community.
Really do.
And so, like, it'd be really cool if we could just host everything on Discord.
And that's the thing. Here's another hard question. And Patreon people, should we put Discord behind Patreon?
Ooh, I don't know about that.
You don't know about that? Just make it.
I like the fact that you don't have to be a Patreon to
Fair.
Hang out with everybody.
Fair enough. Okay.
I mean, we have a Patreon-only channel
yeah. In
the Discord.
I want to utilize that more.
Yeah. Yeah.
How will we utilize it? That's
a question. Man, you forget a lot of things that we talk about.
Dude, real talk.
Discord implemented a thing where we can do a live show in Discord and people can chat along with us, like Twitch, within specific channels. So we could do like a Patreon-only stream in Discord with just Patreon members. Type of thing. Okay. Like that is a feature the last month or so they rolled out, I think, that I randomly discovered.
Okay.
That's so that'd be a cool thing.
So we could literally be like, we end the show and then like stream the after show.
We could do that, or like, we can just play Jackbox with everyone in a Patreon channel.
Ooh, like a Patreon, like play date. Type of thing.
Yeah, like a game night with like patrons. This. Yeah.
Dude, my memory, real talk, it is worrying me how bad it's getting. I think that is the COVID brain, to be real. Yeah, I gotta see one of those brain doctors, whatever they're called.
A podiatrist.
Right, and you said that in like the other day, and I was just like, "Brain doctor, podiatrist yep. sounds too, you know, it's Greek to me." Okay.
You know that's not actually a brain doctor, right?
Is that a foot doctor?
Yeah, it's a foot doctor.
Fuck me. All right. Now that makes so much sense because pedals, you know, you're pedaling.
Neurosurgeon is.
Neurosurgeon. That sounds. I'm going to blame the heat this time.
That oh, no. Yes, no. It's like 90 something. So.
Okay. So look at this. We're getting this off the ground. Do I have a little bit of anxiety? Yeah, sure. Absolutely, yeah. I do. But this is exciting nonetheless. So we're beginning to build the basis of a fuck you me Capri Day. Oh, wait, no, that sounds like we want sex. that Sean somehow offered. No, you me and not Capri Day because fuck
yeah,
that
you
guy.
Me and not go. Capri. Sorry, Chelsea. Joe and Kyle.
Sorry, Chelsea. We almost ruined your marriage by offering your husband to would-be suitors. My apologies. It wouldn't be the first family I break up, though.
Oh, story time for another day.
Nope, no story. That was a lie. Okay, that was a lie. So we need your thoughts and suggestions on categories and things you'd like to see out of an award show. We are going to build a trophy room day on August 20th, a month from now, and we are going to spend the next few weeks or so building that up and seeing what we could do about that, seeing what we're going to stream, what we're going to play with y'all, and hopefully build what is and what I'd like to be the foundation of a totally crowdfunded, you know, video game award show. Yeah, it's gonna be rad.
Yeah.
So with all that said, with all that out of the way, everybody, I love you. Keep your wits about you. Keep playing PlayStation. I'll see you next week.
Bye-bye. Love you.
But fuck Sean Capri. I fucking hate that guy.